Hey there, welcome to the External Force podcast, where ideas don't just float around, they gain momentum. And I will be your host. My name is Moses Iduru, the host of the External Force podcast. Now, picture this. You're in a car, cruising at full speed, jamming to your favorite track, and also holding a cup of coffee. And then suddenly the car stops. What happens? Afterwards is that your coffee dips out of the cup and your body jerks forward like it has a mind of its own. Now, what just happened, my friend, is what I call the stay still and keep going rule. Now, if you are into fancy science lingo, you can call it the inertia. But today, we'll be keeping it simple and playful as well, very real. Now, the rule is one of the coolest things in science, and today we'll understand it using games, everyday life stories, and a few fun experiments you can try at home. So, let's go. Alright, game lovers, here's your first science play. The coin toss challenge. Now, you grab a coin, this is on the edge of a card or a smooth table. Now, your mission is, should you choose to accept it, is to flick the card out from the coin without the coin toppling over. Now, after doing that, what did you notice? The coin doesn't move much. The coin doesn't move much, right? It wants to stay exactly where it is. Now, why is that? This is because things that are still wants to remain still until something major makes them move. That is the first half of the stay still and keep going rule. Now, it's like when you're in bed on a cold morning, you know you should get up, but your body is like, nah, let's take cool. And yup, that's you being a human version of a lazy coin. Now, let's bring it closer to home. You know, the real stuff, which is the rule around you. Now, have you ever been on a bus that stopped too suddenly? Or have you walked while holding a tree, then tripped and watched everything keep flying forward on the tree? Now, that is the stay still and keep going saying. Objects in motion love to stay in motion. Now, this is also why seat belts are your best friends, because they hold you back when your body wants to keep going. Even your phone sliding off the dashboard while you make the brake hard. Yeah, it obeys the same rule. So, whether it's your body, your coffee, or your gadgets, everything follows this super stubborn law. Now, let's play another one, which is the keep the ball rolling game. Now, for example, you can try this at home. Roll a ball on the floor, watch it go, and now notice how it keeps moving until something stops it. Maybe a wall, or maybe friction, or maybe your foot, or something else standing on its way. Now, that is the second half of our rule. The things that are already moving just want to keep going. They just want to keep going until when they are stopped. Now, like when you start binge watching your favorite show and suddenly it's 3 a.m. or when you're dancing and the beat just goes too good to stop. Momentum keeps you rolling. And it is not just science, it is life's energy. So remember the example I said of when you start binge watching your favorite show. And for example, the people would watch Korean movies. Let me use the example of myself and my sister. When we were watching movies on my phone, I used to be a very huge fan of Korean movies, and I kind of initiated my sister into it. So while watching these Korean movies, even when it is late at night, sometimes I fall asleep, and by the time I wake up the next morning, I realized that my sister already finished the entire series. Because why? She was enjoying it and she could not even stop. even when I stopped on the way, she continued watching. So it is not just science, it is life's energy. So next time someone asks you why you can't stop eating chips once you start, just say, yeah, I'm obeying the stay still and keep going rule. And let's sum it up here. Now, the stay still and keep going rule tells us that things don't like change, basically. And if it is still, it wants to remain still. And if it's also moving, it wants to keep moving. And this applies to everything, from speeding cars to our personal habits. There are things we like doing that we don't want to stop doing because we have kind of grown an attachment to it. We have made it into something that, okay, this is how it is supposed to be, this is how it's supposed to continually go, and that. So it doesn't want to stop. And this applies to everything, like I mentioned earlier. So understanding this rule doesn't make you smarter. It helps you see the world differently. And it also helps you stay safe. It helps you plan better. It helps you make better decisions. It helps you even understand why your motivation sometimes needs a little push. Now, today I challenge you to try out both games today. Share your results, your labs, your mess ups on social media using the hashtag External Force Podcast. Now, if you got a moment of whoa, like wow, I didn't know that during this episode, share it with a friend, subscribe, leave a review, and let's keep this motion going. New episode, yeah, we're talking about how your brain follows a similar law. Yep, mental momentum is a thing. So until then, keep thinking, keep moving, and remember, a little push can go a long way. Stay curious and stay inspired.